Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with members of the Washington High School National Honor Society who collected gifts for children at the University of Iowa Children's Hospital and then delivered them last week. I met up with them right before they went to Iowa City.
Lindsay Hippen, I'm a senior.
Reed Baston, I'm a senior.
Andrea Pingle, and I'm a senior.
Cody Kalupa, and I'm a senior.
Michael Dillon, and I'm a senior.
First, can you give us just kind of an overview of what the project was before we dive into everything that's here?
We wanted to find some Christmas presents to give these kids in the hospital for Christmas, since you always hear about giving stuff to the community, and we really wanted to give the kids at the hospital something, since they go through a lot more than any of us could ever imagine.
And can you just describe some of the things that are here for our listeners?
We got lots of toys. We got Iowa apparel. Michael is currently holding an Elsa doll. Friendship bracelets things. We have a foot massager in here. American Girl stuff. Trouble game. Legos. Uno. Basketball stuff. All this different type of stuff. It's gathered. I can't name them all.
There's some pretty good stuff here. I think about my Christmases growing up, and I think I recognize a couple of these things. Now, what will happen next with all of this?
We're going to go to the University of Iowa Children's Hospital to deliver them ourselves so that it's more personal and that it feels a little more heartwarming than just receiving gifts from random people that they don't know. And so we'll actually get to meet them and everything, to those who we actually can meet. And
what has been your favorite part of all of this?
My favorite part was going shopping and getting all this stuff yesterday.
And did you have quite a bit of monetary donations?
Yeah, we had $350 to spend yesterday, and we've had more in the past, I think $150.
Was it hard spending that money, trying to get the most bang for your buck?
No. We just really had fun and didn't really worry about it. We just found cool stuff and then bought it.
A lot of this came from community members. Is there anything that you would like to say to those folks who helped donate to this?
We want to say a special thanks to both of the Kiwanis Clubs and the Optimist Club. They both gave a lot of money so we could do this. So we would like to give a special thanks to them.
And is this a project that you hope to see continued in years ahead?
Yes, we have a lot of juniors in National Honor Society that we hope that will continue this for the years to come, because it's going to be a great thing for these kids to get.
And one thing you said in our interview ahead of the project when you were looking for donations was you wanted people to see what National Honor Society really does. Do you think that this achieved that goal?
I definitely think it did. One of the characteristics of National Honor Society is service, and this is a huge service project, so the whole community can see that National Honor Society really does want to get involved with things in the community and wants to get people involved too.
That's been today's Washington Page with members of the Washington High School National Honor Society, Lindsay Hippen, Reed Baston, Andrea Pingle, Cody Kalupa, Michael Dillon. John Dillon also contributed to this project. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.